Here's Dr. Andrew Knight with Apologetics Now.
Today we'll consider the apologetics of suffering. The existence of suffering is a difficult thing to understand for the Christians as well as the unbelievers. Why is suffering part of the human experience? Why do good people suffer? Why does a good God allow suffering? Are there any benefits that come from suffering? Matthew Brubaker discussed evil and suffering this way. Regarding evil being used as a teaching aid, Swinburne claims that God desires humans not only to obtain happiness, but also to learn how to make morally good choices. There are biblical precedents for divine teaching through suffering. According to 2 Corinthians 13:9, "For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection." Spiritually, maturity is brought about through suffering. Brubaker explained, "Pain is logically necessary for moral growth. Parents seek pleasure for their children. They do not desire for them pleasure at the expense of their character development. First, suffering always catches us by surprise. Second, suffering is our schoolmaster for spiritual maturity. Finally, the Lord is glorified and the world takes note." For books, Bibles, and donations, please visit apologeticsnow.org. Share this link. Thank you.
That was Dr. Andrew Knight with Apologetics Now. Hear today's program again at apologeticsnow.org, paid for by Constitution Baptist Church.